Beginning of our daf, Maseches Bamitzvah, daf Kuf Hey. Beginning of our base, beginning test master, beginning of the Gemara, Kosher Dachbas Bechazayna. Whatever could get hidden from it seeing in his fist, so that's considered that Koychera. Which tells his name, it's a wonder because I'm Mike Curry. Why are you calling in Koychera that? Oh, what's not considered inferior? Fisher in Nachbas Bechareve because it doesn't get hit in the fist. Literally, he raises Tachtem, but still shakes beneath. It's still very flimsy. Why would that already be not considered Koychera? Beginning of test master, beginning of the Gemara, Adam Shekoychera. What's on a person that has a weak strength, which that then he could cause it to move, then he's tummy. It's a wonder. Even if you don't have that the person beneath him, it's he cannot make him move. Why would the person atop be tar? But the bottom one should then contaminate, transmit tumma to the one on top. Moreover, the tuma bechiburim, this is considered tuma when you're connected. For tuma tuma shivan actually even makes the most severe tuma when you're connected to the source itself. You're touching it at the same time. The bottom person is a non-Jew. He does not receive tuma, so you don't have the tuma chiburin or touching, transmitting the tuma because the bottom thing is not tuma in its own right. But tar elyon mituma deraisa, and therefore the upper one is tar from the biblical tumah from the bottom one, or the gears is from tumah shiva, and be that as it may, it would only be because of the salacha of koychera. Or in another purchase is afilat tachlin yisrael, even if the bottom one is a Jew, kagun shalivshin harbor but god, but we're talking about where he's wearing many garments. The tumah chiburim lemitame el adam echad ebeged echad, because being connected to the source when it's touching the tumah is only one person or one garment. Abul shnei. But two, in tame is not tame, il tame is erev, only tame to the evening. And ve'im tame odem ekelim, and it does not contaminate person and vessels, but fully yitma tame midabon, even if it has a rabbinic tame commission, perish rivi perikama of the Shabbos, to find yitzayin min alav, kem merdeya by the ox goad. But mekomokom shlishi lehava el arishin, and therefore the third one would only be arishin, but tame odem would not contaminate person, and therefore, that's why you would not make the top one tame, even the bottom one of Yisrael, if you didn't have the halacha of Yochel Asita. Next test master begins with the Gemara, argus and metpacha shalehen. It's the cloth of the tefillin. Which Ben Chanan gars, his gear says shalechem, it's a cloth of bread. Mechainir says that's how it seems, because la'ashkhan shenais and tefillin, we don't find that people put tefillin b'matpachas in a cloth, kim bekis, a betik, rather in a container or in a, or in a, in a, in a, in a basket, but not in a cloth. The next test master begins the Gemara, arbaas, saw in the core, four saw in for a core, appears. Mokum shiro, let's smile, of course, in the place where it's fit. For court to sprout, but it only grew four saw. The hind kedei nefila. That's this terminology of kedei nefila. The bemakom shazarin dal tzayin. Because the place where you plant four saw, regardless it's mekor, that's where it normally sprouts a court. But as he explains, as the Gemara says, b'shnei drabamim, the years of Rabbi Tzarf was very chesoyin. You had to plant eight tzayin let's mekor to have a core sprout, and the samach gabei leket, and when the Mishnah talks about leket. So that's Mairi Bakur Zera. That's talking about a core of seed and not a core of grain. Which the Mefarshim will explain what Taisa means to say is coming to exclude from Rashi. That they learn from Rashi in our Mishnah that's a core Zera, and that's what they bothered that Shir Zera is for sowing, not a core. And if they explain a core of Tvua, and only in the Mishnah of Leket, then it's a core of Zera.